Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Iran, providing Iranian-American perspectives on current events and policies that shape U.S.-Iran relations and affect the Iranian-American community. This program is brought to you by the National Iranian-American Council, otherwise known as NIAC. I'm Nobar Elmi, and I'll be your host. I'm here today with California State Senator Sam Blakesley, who represents much of the California Central Coast. Known as one of the legislature's most bipartisan members, Senator Blakesley's legislative achievements include work on job creation, government reform, renewable energy, agriculture, healthcare, and public safety, just to name a few. One of the senator's most recent achievements is the unanimous passage of Senate Resolution 29, which recognizes the contributions of the Iranian-American community and calls upon the Iranian government to provide basic human rights and political freedoms to its citizens. The senator partnered with several Iranian-American organizations, including NIAC and Human Rights for Iran, in order to take the resolution from concept to reality. Thank you, Senator, for being with us today.
Nobar, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much for taking a minute to visit by phone.
With all that you currently have on your agenda, why did you decide to take the lead on getting this resolution passed, and how did it become a priority for you?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things one does in the legislature, most of which is dealing with budgets and bills and laws. But there's also another important role, and that is to stand up and speak for those who cannot. And there's just no doubt that the type of intimidation and repression that's occurring to people and families in Iran is extremely troubling. And with very recent condemnation and also criticism and encouragement of better behavior from the United Nations and Amnesty International, I thought it was time for California to speak up. In February of this year, Amnesty International released a report on human rights violations and restrictions on political freedom in Iran. And the report details how the Iranian authorities have steadily ratcheted up repression of dissent over just this last year. Amnesty International says that the attacks on dissenters come in a context and a backdrop of worsening overall human rights in Iran. Historically, I've been very concerned about human rights issues, and some years ago worked very closely with the people of Tibet to make sure that we fought for their human rights due to the abuses that were occurring under the Chinese government. And what I found from that experience is that sometimes simply the act of banding together, speaking out, calling attention to issues, and helping folks rally around a single message can have an enormously positive impact. And I felt that it was time, given what's been happening recently, for us to all stand together and recognize the need for protection of human rights in Iran.
You know, it's interesting because U.S.-Iran relations and the issue of human rights, sometimes it's viewed as just a national or international issue that's handled by Congress or the U.N. So why was it important for you to take the lead and get the state of California to step up on this issue?
You know, you're exactly right. Oftentimes these issues seem to be far away, half a world away, in fact. And someone might ask, why would California care? You know, this is not, you know, the United States government, you know, trying to express its opinion or take action. But what I'll say is 12% of, you know, all Americans live in California, and over 700,000 Iranian Californians live in Los Angeles alone. The Iranian community is very important in California, and by extension, is very important nationally. Iranian Americans have founded or held very senior leadership positions as leaders in corporate America and corporate California, whether it's GE, Intel, Verizon, Motorola, Google, Yahoo, YouTube, AT&T, all of which are very active in California. And there's over 500 Iranian American academics that are teaching in universities here in this country at such prestigious institutions as MIT, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, UCLA, UC Berkeley, Stanford, USC. And Iranian Americans have been very active philanthropists and made very significant investments. The Iranian diaspora is here in California. We are all Iranian, as they are part of who we are. We are a community. And although some might say that this is only the responsibility of the federal government to speak on these issues, I think that we as a state have every responsibility to stand up and speak for Californians, and Iranians are Californians. And that's why it's so important for us to not be silent.
As a former California resident myself, I can attest to the large community. And I mean, it was amazing. You could drive down streets and see signs written in Farsi, and, you know, every store is an Iranian bookstore or restaurant.
Right.
So very true, very true comment. You know, we know that the resolution passed unanimously, but I'm curious to know how your colleagues in the California State Senate initially reacted to your idea.
You know, there was, I think, a lot of interest. As you mentioned, folks know Iranians in their community. It's a community that's so involved and engaged on so many levels and has become, I think, so integrated into the world we now understand to be modern California, that when I brought this forward, I found immediate support. Everyone seemed to have their own story about an Iranian friend or an Iranian family that they'd been in contact with. And so I was delighted to find support among Republicans and Democrats. And, of course, my approach is that we need to fight for the human rights of the people of Iran, that many people who are here in California still have family back in Iran, that those relationships are still very close, and those communications and contacts between Iranian Californians and those that are back half a world away occur frequently. And candidly, many people who are here want to do everything they can to help their families, but are very cognizant of the risks of their stepping up and putting themselves in harm's way because of the potential threats. And so when I spoke to my fellow legislators and said, we need to help stand up and speak on behalf of folks who potentially are facing risk and threat, either personally or to their families, they said, yes, absolutely, that's what we should do.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time, so I just have one more question for you. But the passage of Resolution 29 recognizes June 2012 as 30 days of solidarity with human rights movement in Iran. And I understand that you have two events planned this month to foster a greater understanding of Iranians and Iranian Americans. Can you describe those other events as well as just the overall goal of this initiative?
I'd be happy to. One of the activities we're undertaking here at the Capitol itself is to put together an art exhibit that is being called The Heart of Iran. And it's going to showcase diverse pieces of Iranian and Iranian-American activists and artists that identify some of the cultural sensibilities and values of the Iranian people and all that they've brought here to our nation. And so this cultural and artistic expression of solidarity, I think, is going to be very enlightening for people who visit the Capitol, and we have thousands of people who stream through the Capitol every day. And we're also going to have another event later, which will present copies of this Senate resolution, which is very beautiful, to representatives of NIAC and to the Campaign for Human Rights in Iran, so that they can spread the message. And when they're visiting with others, they can show this resolution, which will identify, again, all the various reasons the Iranian people are so important to this nation and this state, and also resolving that we are calling upon the nation of Iran to respect the treaties it's already signed onto, and in particular, to respect the human rights of Iran, Iranians, whether they be the right of assembly, the right of free speech, the right of the free press, the right of religion, free expression of religion. These are rights that we take for granted here in America, but they're very precious and special, and we want to be sure that we're a voice for those rights in Iran so that those Iranians who are still there and family members of Iranians who live in America can begin to enjoy some of the rights that are present here and sometimes rights that we take for granted, but are very precious. So those are the actions that we're planning here in the next couple of weeks, and we're really looking forward to working with members of the Iranian community.
Perfect. Well, thank you so very much for speaking with us today. And more importantly, thank you for your leadership and for making this month the month to recognize solidarity of human rights with the Iranian community. Hopefully, other state capitals will learn from the great state of California and replicate this at their capitals. But we definitely look forward to learning more about the upcoming events, and we'll touch back with you again to hear the status of how everything goes.
That sounds fantastic, and thank you so much, Nobar.
For more information on Senator Blakeslee, visit him online at www.senate.ca.gov. /Blakeslee or visit his Facebook account. And as always, please be sure to visit NIAC online at www.niacouncil.org.